Then you have to break with the occult and all false religion. That's essential. And you may have to get rid of occult objects that are in your house. Because God told Moses, if you bring them into your house, any accursed object, you'll become accursed like the thing. Some of you got things in your house that bring a curse on you. Objects related to the occult, objects of superstition. Get rid of them. Have a house cleaning. Let me tell you my own experience. My grandfather was the officer in the British Army who suppressed what was called the Boxer Rebellion in China. You may not know about it, but there was an uprising of the Chinese nationalists around about 1900 and something. And the British sent out an expeditionary force under the command of my grandfather that suppressed it. I'm not saying it should have been suppressed, but that's what they did. Well, my grandfather returned with some rather costly Chinese antiques. And in due course, they were passed through my mother to me. And amongst them were four beautiful embroidered Chinese dragons. I mean, they were beautiful. And furthermore, they had five claws. And a dragon with five claws is an imperial dragon. So I had them framed and put up on the wall in my living room. But when I began to deal with deliverance, the Lord had an interview with me. He said, tell me, in the Bible, who is represented by a dragon? Well, I didn't have to be a theologian to answer. I said, the devil. He said, do you think it's appropriate that you as a preacher would have on the walls of your living room something that demonstrates or advertises or portrays the devil? I got the message, so I got rid of them. And I want to tell you this, I didn't change what I was doing. My ministry was exactly the same. I was a traveling Bible teacher. But in the next year, my income doubled. That is speaking a language you can understand. Do you understand that? It wouldn't have doubled if I hadn't taken away the hindrance, the barrier to God's blessing. So get rid of anything occult. Let me say, one of the most dangerous and subtle forms of the occult is Freemasonry. If you have any relative or you yourself have in any way been involved in Freemasonry, break it off totally, absolutely, terminate it, get it out of the house. Don't maintain any connection with it. Some of the most terrible cases of demonization I've seen have been associated with Freemasonry. Forgive all other people. Break with the occult and all false religion. And God warned Moses, said, if you bring any of those satanic objects into your home, you become a curse like them. Prepare to be released from every curse over your life. We're going to deal with that without going into it. Jesus was made a curse on the cross. That was the last thing that happened to him, that we might be redeemed from every curse and enter into the blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. There is another book that I have out there called Blessing or Curse, you can choose. I think it's the most, if I may say this, the most unique revelation God has given me. Other people speak about casting out demons. I don't know of any other book that deals systematically or thoroughly with the issue of curses. Many, many people in America and Britain and Europe today don't believe in curses. They think they're superstitious. Believe me, if you go to Africa or Asia, they know curses are real. They're just as real here, but they're dressed up in nice, pretty clothes. So you can be released from a curse. Why? Because on the cross, Jesus was made a curse. That's the only basis of release. Take your stand with God. Come out on God's side. Say, God, I'm your child. I'm your servant. I want to serve you. I want to live for you. I hate anything that comes between you and me. I don't want it. I'm for you. And number nine, expel. Now that's very, very important. That's why I titled my book, They Should Expel Demons. Because expel is not a religious word. I was looking for some word that wasn't religious. It's in a certain translation of the New Testament. So, what is expel? You've got something inside you that you don't want. What do? You expel it. You breathe it out. You blow it out. You sob it out. You cough it out. You scream it out, but you get it out. You don't keep it inside you. Now, I saw this in a marvelous illustration somewhere near Washington, D.C., a good many years ago. A mother brought to me her 4-year-old son. She said, "Will you pray for him?" I said, "What's his problem?" She said, "Allergies." I said, "What kind of allergies?" She said, "Food allergies." I said, "What's he allergic to?" She said, "Tell me what he isn't allergic to." Well, I said, "I'm going to deal with this as an evil spirit. Are you prepared?" She said, "Yes." So then I sat the little boy down and I talked to him in very simple language. I said, "There's a bad spirit, a breath inside you that keeps you from eating the things you really like. I'm going to command that spirit to come out in the name of Jesus. I want you to blow it out." Well, he was like a little soldier. I mean, everything was just military. I went through it all. I said, "Now, come out, you spirit." Now I said, "Blow it out." And he blew out 4 times. No emotion, nothing. Well, I didn't know what had happened. So I said, "Well, that's the best I can do." So off he went with his mother. About 3 days later, the mother was back. She said, "Pray for me." I said, "What are your problems?" She said, "Allergies." I said, "First of all, tell me what happened to your son." Well, she said, "He marched back home with me, marched up to the refrigerator, took out everything he enjoyed, ate it all, and nothing did him any harm." You see, this is so simple that religious people can't always do it, but expel it. I had a letter once from a woman years ago. She said, "Brother Prince, never hesitate to tell people to breathe it out." She said, "My husband went to one of your meetings, went up to the front, prayed like you told, blew out 4 times, and that's all that happened. But," she said, "he's been a different man ever since." This is very real, see, it's not up there. It's right down here on the surface of earth. So on my pages 216 and 217, I have the prayer for deliverance. So I want you to consider for a few moments what I've been saying. Open your heart and mind to the Lord and say to him, "Lord, is there anything in me that I need to get rid of? Because I want it out.